Today's July 11th, 2025. Current Bitcoin price is $117,750.
Welcome to the BitByte podcast, your source for news and information about Bitcoin and the cryptocurrency space. This podcast is meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not financial advice.
I think it's fair to say we're in discovery, price discovery mode.
Yep. Yet again.
This is always the funnest part of the market, in my opinion.
Well, I tell you what, there was times last cycle that it was pretty crazy fun. This one's like, it's a little bit more tepid, you know? I mean, I'm not complaining.
Yeah.
No, but we're not exactly banana zone, freaking Raoul Powell.
No, and that's the thing that's kind of that's interesting this cycle, is that it feels very like, I mean, this is what we expect, right? But at the same time, this isn't the crazy euphoric feel yet.
No. When you start feeling euphoria, that's the time to cut and run if that's your strategy.
Yeah. No, and like it's kind of interesting. We were kind of talking before we got recording here. Retail is still largely missing.
Yep. They got burned too bad last time from several different things. If it wasn't, you know, the Bitcoin price crashing after they bought at 69K. Nice. Or, you know, their exchange went under, Celsius or FTX or, you know, certain things. I know people that got burned that way.
Yeah. Yeah, it's... And it's always a scary thing. And, you know, I hate to be like the Debbie Downer, like, but it's one of those things where people that bought Bitcoin just got lucky. It's like, no, there's a lot. You go through hell to hold Bitcoin.
Yeah. And the smartest thing you could do is like buy it and then ignore it for 4 years and then look at it again.
Yeah. Because even if you're buying right now, say you buy right now and this is the top, at least you have a position, because you're never going to be able to time the bottom. You're never going to be able to time the top. And that's why people always talk about dollar cost averaging as well.
Yep.
You buy a little bit, you buy a little bit all the time. And then at the end of the day, you end up like you did all right.
Yep. And that's the way to do it.
Yeah, for sure. So before we get too far into the weeds of some of that stuff, how are theoreticals looking? Because I'm excited to hear these numbers. This is the highest it should ever have been.
Yes, obviously new all-time high. So the first purchase back in October 2023, if you would have put $3,000, and I think Bitcoin was doing somewhere around 35, roughly. I don't know. I should actually mark that down. But if you would have bought Bitcoin at that time, end of October, you would have... 3,000 would have purchased you 0.0885 Bitcoin. And at today's price, that $3,000 investment is now, for the first time ever, worth 10K. 10,421.
It's not shabby.
Not shabby at all. Speaking of also not shabby, if you would have bought right at the halving back in basically April 19th, 2024, so a little over a year ago, that investment of $1,000 would have netted you 0.01564 Bitcoin. And that was when the price was basically $64,000 per Bitcoin. And at today's price, that $1,000 investment is now worth $1,842.
Well, so, and I was hoping that was going to be over 2,000. I was hoping it was going to have doubled at this point, but we're still not quite there yet. I still have a feeling we're probably going to see, I'm guessing we're going to see some wild action Sunday evening to try and get that 120,000 close.
Yep. We'll just see what Monday brings us, though.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, in next week, I'm pretty sure it'll be kind of interesting. We were kind of talking about this before the podcast got going. And, you know, next week we'll get the official CPI numbers. And you brought up taking a look at Trueflation. And what we're seeing right now on the Trueflation Index is showing a 1.67% inflation rate.
So that's down pretty sharply.
down very sharply, and it actually looks like it's on a huge downward trend, because it was on June 30th, it was at 2.26%, and it's just been going steadily down, 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 down. So I don't know. It's pretty crazy. We saw a huge amount of inflows into the ETFs. Looks like 1.7 or 1.17 billion.
Billion.
You can round it up.
Yeah, that's pretty good. It's pretty good. Almost 1.2. I mean, just a little bit off, but I mean, I think that's definitely the best day that they've ever seen.
It's definitely the best day they've seen for 2025. I don't know if it's still the best altogether. It may. I'm guessing they're probably pretty close, but it's definitely probably up there.
Yeah.
Most of it obviously was BlackRock. They did a huge amount, but it's, I mean, even some of the other players, the only one that really couldn't hold on to their Bitcoin that day was Grayscale.
Of course, Grayscale. But you know what? If you're going to sell it at all-time high prices. So get on them.
Yeah, they said that total ETF trading volume hit $6.31 billion and net assets reaching $143 billion. And then now that's contributing to 6.37% of Bitcoin's market cap. And Bitcoin's market cap actually overtook Google. So it's gunning, man. It's gunning
right now.
I think it's like fourth or fifth. I was trying to find the list of it. Let me see if I can pull it up. Yeah, it's getting kind of ridiculous. And it's still, but it's still not the blow off top. Yeah, so it is in sixth place right now at 2.26 trillion. Amazon is at 2.36 trillion. So we're probably not far from gunning for that. Apple will be the next one on the list at 3.17 trillion. After that is Microsoft, and then Nvidia, and then the king of the hill is gold still. But that's, I mean, gold is 200 or 22 trillion. So there's quite a leap up to get there.
Oh, I bet she'll be able to make it.
Yeah, well, I guarantee she will too. Like, but I mean, so think about that. If we're at 2.26 right now, we basically need to what, 100x?
10x, basically.
10x, 10x, yeah. So we're looking at $1 million Bitcoin at that point. Right?
Girl.
$1 million Bitcoin at that point. And so, I mean, think about this too. Like 95% of the Bitcoin that will ever exist has already been mined. So it is already there. It is nuts. I'm just kind of flabbergasted.
I think we can thank the Trump administration on this quote unquote big, beautiful, bloated bill, as we called it last week. Because I think smart money's looking at what's happening with fiat currencies, and the picture is pretty bleak. So, at one point, I'm celebrating the rise of Bitcoin, but I'm also kind of fearing what happens to the dollar in the not too distant future.
Yeah. And I mean, there's been a lot more signs of Trump trying to pressure Jerome Powell to reduce the interest rate. I mean, and if that happens, man, with this beautiful bill, like, I guess there's a lot of possibilities. There's a lot of room for upward movement still within the Bitcoin price, because we're not in that euphoric stage yet.
No.
I mean, we haven't even gotten a God candle yet, at least not so far recently. Like, I mean, we had a very decent move the other day, but I mean, we need to, you know, God candle's $10,000 in a day. We haven't had that yet.
Yeah, we came pretty close around New Year time.
Yeah.
Or was that Christmas time?
Yeah, that was pretty nuts at that time. That was, and that's the kind of thing where I expect, like, because we went basically from what, 60,000 up to 100,000, like in a matter of a few days.
Yeah.
Is that what it was, or was 90,000, huh?
Yeah, I think it was up to 90,000 after the election. I mean, the rocket ship really felt strong at that moment. So
yeah,
and then, you know, but we also saw a lot of that momentum fail, and then, you know, went down to the dumps through March and April. So
that is true.
So, I mean, it's always a wild ride. All I can say is, you know, I think that looking just how the trends are, I think Bitcoin's got the wind at its back. And I think the dollar is got the opposite effect going on. So,
yeah, it's all green lights when you look at Bitcoin right now. And I mean, depending on what happens this next week, I do. And I'll go back to saying that, like, I think I was posting on X quite a bit that I was like, man, I smell 120,000, smell 120,000. And that's when we were sitting at like a, you know, 110. And I was like, man, it seems like something's going to happen. It felt like something was going to happen. And,
Yeah,
it started kind of moving. And I still believe that we'll see a pretty crazy move on Sunday. And then I think we'll see a little bit of a sell-off on Monday. And then just kind of, it'll be kind of a wait and see, I'm guessing, depending on what the Fed's going to do and everything else. I don't know, man. Just Congratulations. Everybody that's out there that's held on to Bitcoin, these are the times.
That's right. And that's kind of goes to another thing I want to mention is, you know, when it comes to purchasing Bitcoin, you know, our first theoretical purchase back in October, I don't think we're ever going to see prices at that point. So I don't think I'd ever try and sell that one.
No.
The second one, who knows? If this is the peak, let's say 120 is the peak, we can easily get back down to 64 and lower. So,
yeah.
I just think timing it, though, is so difficult. And really the best strategy is to buy and HODL.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just, it feels so weird this time. Like, it does not feel, I have not felt the euphoria, and I don't think I'm just completely desensitized to it. You know, you kind of brought up the, you know, after Trump got elected, we saw that crazy move. We were at a meeting, and then we came out of the meeting, and then it was like, oh my God, like what the heck happened, right?
Yep.
And I feel that same kind of, I haven't felt that same kind of elation yet. And I think we still have more to move in this market. I don't think we've seen that blow off top yet. I still largely say that retail is absent. I think what's happening at this point is it's investors and corporations that are buying Bitcoin right now. And I mean, institutional investing, it's not.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's not your local mom and pop people.
Yeah. So I think we have quite a bit more room to grow. So, and if the dollar keeps on doing this, there's absolutely no reason. If they come out with sub 2% inflation with the CPI, there's no way. They have no reason to not drop interest rates.
Well, I still think that they're going to, the thing with trueflation is it's pretty accurate up to the date. So they're going to be using the end of like a month ago's inflation. So whatever that was, it's going to be closer to like 1.9. Not the 1.67. And of course, Jerome Powell, I think, will try and hold his hand steady on the interest and keep it high.
Yeah, because like even if we look at June 11th, it was 1.9, according to Trueflation. And then it peaked back up. I don't know. And what, Trump pushed out the inflation or the tariffs till August? I believe August 1st?
Yep.
So, I mean, he keeps on talking about them, but I haven't really seen it yet. I mean, maybe a couple purchases, but nothing really. I haven't seen the tariffs hitting anything.
Now, and actually, I've seen other companies that are starting to just not believe it. They think it's just smoke and mirrors and like a negotiating leverage.
You think he's just kind of bluffing?
Yeah, that's what some like different like steel manufacturers, or maybe it was copper. I can't remember who. They're ignoring it for now because they just think it's all bluster.
Yeah. And that's a good possibility. Who knows? I mean, I'm disappointed with the spending bill. I mean, I guess I kind of figured it was going to happen. Like we knew that the government was going to print. We knew they were. There's no way that they weren't going to, but I mean, with the stuff that we saw with Doge and how it got lambasted and, yeah, speaking of which, I think even Elon Musk with his America party that he's trying to form, He was asked about whether or not he would embrace Bitcoin, and he said, well, fiat's failed, so yes. But I mean, that's a major issue for me for voting is, you know, who's going to be the most Bitcoin friendly.
Yep. Well, I don't know. Trump's had a kind of a rough week, especially with some of this Epstein stuff. I mean, we're not going to go off into that, but it's been very interesting, very spicy.
What Epstein? He had no clients.
Exactly.
He had no clients. What Epstein? He was just wrongfully imprisoned.
And he definitely hung himself.
Anyways. Yeah. We'll have to record again this next week once we get CPI numbers and we see what the price kind of does. I'm really hoping, you know, everybody goes out there, kind of celebrate a little bit, take a break from the charts, go touch grass, enjoy time with your loved ones.
That's right.
Bask in the sun while you can, because we'll see where this is going to have to go. Weimar Republic, man. When we were talking about that right beforehand, I found some old German marks, and they were like 50,000, 100,000 marks. Man, we don't want to see that. So,
no, sir.
Anyways, anything else? You got anything else to bring up?
I think I'm elated enough. I don't have anything else to give.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. We just want to get something out because this has been great. Great pricing to see. I was really hoping we're going to see 120,000 today, but we'll see it this weekend. I know we will. We'll see it Sunday. So I could be completely wrong.
Probably, but you know, especially now that you put it out of your internet, it's going to slap you down. So
it is. I'm going to get hit in the face for it. So thank you all for listening. We will talk to you all soon.